Hello and welcome to Uncapped, where we lift the lid on natural and low-tox lifestyles with essential oils. I'm your host, Jess Raitt. It's not every day that you meet someone you truly connect with, like you've known each other for 1,000 years and can talk and talk and talk. Or you can imagine my delight when I met Jodie Naylor for the very first time. We must be kindred spirits from many years ago. Jodie is the epitome of doTERRA culture in every single way and a truly special woman. Her kindness creeps into everything she does. She also happens to be an incredible entrepreneur, paving the road for many women and men to follow on their doTERRA journey. You see, Jodie also happens to be a doTERRA Australian founder, Presidential Diamond, and runs her business Living with Essential Oils alongside her equally delightful husband, Mark. Together, they have successfully grown their business to reach over 25,000 homes and counting. You're in for a treat, everybody. Welcome, Jodie Naylor, to Uncapped. Welcome. I'm so thrilled to have you here. How have you been?
I've just been really great. Yeah, we had an amazing week last week where we got to spend some time together and absolutely on a high, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been so beautiful to connect and really get to know you on a deeper level. And like I mentioned in that intro piece, there's something quite special about you.
Oh, your intro was so special, Jess. Brought a tear to my eye, I must say, because, yeah, there's something very special about the way that doTERRA brings us together. From the timing that we first come to the oils, it's always timed when we especially need them, to the people that we meet and the people that introduce us, and you're one of those people for me too, so thank you.
Thank you, thank you. So let's talk about that a little bit more. You are an Australian founder, you're a Presidential Diamond, so you've been here with doTERRA for over 10 years now. Can you talk to us a little bit more about your journey into low-tox and holistic lifestyle living?
Well, to be honest, it actually started for personal reasons because I needed health solutions. And because of that, I had taken a natural route. Also, actually, my grandmother had introduced me to some natural therapies through homeopathy. And so I was definitely open and I wanted to stay away from medications as much as possible. And so from going to specialists and things like that, I thought, instead of taking the surgical route or, you know, more invasive treatments, I thought I'm going to do what I can naturally. And after some allergy testing and things like that, I certainly found out where my body was at and I was able to really move forward that way. And then moving on to essential oils, I was able to find out that first and foremost, I didn't need a practitioner to be able to access these. I mean, how incredible. These are such powerful, beautiful tools that we can use for ourselves and our family. And that just blew me away. And so the study that I wanted to do to become a naturopath or a homeopath, I was able to then invest into becoming a doTERRA wellness advocate and really put that time and energy and effort into that.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so how did it translate into a business for you? What were the steps or the actions that you took to actually grow this to reach 25,000 homes? What an incredible number.
Well, that doesn't happen on your own, right? I mean, that's a team effort.
Yeah.
This is definitely a team business, and it's my amazing women that I partner with that we work together, and then they work with their people, and it's an exponential thing. So it's never just one person in this business. But going back to what you said earlier, is that it started with me just simply sitting on the couch when I received my first kit. And back in those days, 10 years ago, we actually received a DVD and an audio CD.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that audio CD went through the top 10 oils with Dr. Hill and a mum. And they went through how to use them. And then the DVD, I actually, normally I would never sit down in the middle of the day and even switch the television on. But because it was these oils, I just, I was so excited about them and to get using them, and I really wanted to be educated. And so I, that DVD went through how to place your order, how to log on, what loyalty rewards was about. It actually also had the master distributor, Justin Harrison, talking about how to earn an income with doTERRA. And so I was really excited about that because I thought, gosh, like if anyone else is as excited about these oils as I am, surely there must be more people out there, you know?
Surely.
And of course, surely, right? It sort of seemed challenging at the time because I didn't feel like I knew enough people. But I think, you know, I'm the sort of person, if I really believe in something, I'm very mission focused and quite stubborn, I suppose. And so I decided. And once I decided, there was a convention coming up a couple of months later, and my husband came with me to that. It was on the Gold Coast, and he thought he'd be at the beach. You know, and I'd be at convention. And also there was an AromaTouch training the first day. So I did all the things, you know, sign me up, all of them.
Oh, a kid in a candy shop, so to speak.
Yeah, pretty much. Incredible. But the great thing was is that I did AromaTouch on my own and was blown away, really blown away by Dr. Hill, what those oils can do, learning on that that education on a deeper level. But then the first day of convention, Mark came along with me, and it, we actually treated it like an interviewing process, because even though I was quite sold on the oils and the mission, it was an opportunity to meet the owners, to really get to know the company. And that was crucial for us to really know, are we going to step into this? And having Mark partnering me on that made a massive difference in the level of support that he gave me from the beginning.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, was it originally the plan that the two of you were going to do it together, or was this more your passion and he was a support person?
There was never really a plan in the beginning, actually, but it was something that was my passion for sure. And like I said, that convention really was something that solidified it for Mark. He got to see successful people in the business as well, not just our owners, that we got to meet three of doTERRA's owners there, but also some of the really OG members of the company. And they just demonstrated through their example that you can be successful in this business. So that was truly inspiring.
That's fantastic. And so what did you do next steps once you finished the convention, you got home, and both you and Mark were inspired, you felt the buzz, so to speak, the sparkles. Yep. What did you then do?
The first thing is I basically, in my own personal way, made a public announcement online. Okay. And I said, I'm so excited about these oils. I've decided I'm going to move forward with a home-based business. If anyone would like to host a class and help me practice teaching, I'd love to give a diffuser for the first two people that can host a class for me. So I invested in those two diffusers. I bought them on eBay or something at the time, you know. Now doTERRA has, you know, easier options. But basically I did that. And I got two really beautiful original friends that did that. And that first class, I tell you what, it was just like Christmas Day, because our wonderful upline in doTERRA, she had a big suitcase full of every single product and every single oil. And I was able to borrow that suitcase. And we just sat it on the floor. We sat around in a circle and basically opened up the suitcase and passed things around like Christmas morning. And, oh, isn't this beautiful? And smell this and try that on. And, you know, it was so much fun. And I was prepared. I had paperwork for enrollments and class papers. But other than that, it was a real free form type thing.
And sometimes I think, well, no, not even sometimes. I think most of the time when it does come across so authentic and natural and it's really around, let's play. Let's almost that scratch and sniff, so to speak. If you get to infuse your world with all of the array of essential oils and then be around like-minded women. So I'm assuming that a lot of your business is built around mums as well, looking for those solutions, because we can resonate with you.
Yes, absolutely. Mums, grandmums as well. So you name it, everybody needs these oils. It's something that I haven't necessarily been that great at focusing on a niche, because I just really let the referrals, the wind kind of takes me where the needs are. So
Well, it's worked. I mean, you're 10 years and still standing, and the passion and the fire and the drive, especially after last week, obviously we went to the BDPD summit and it was incredible for all of us to get together, really resonate with what, where the business is going and where your businesses are going in the future. But I can see the fire in your belly to share and educate and inspire for the next generation. And I am so excited to see where you go.
Yeah, well, I think every one of us that was there are fired up, probably even you, are fired up to help us share, you know, and that's the great thing about these events. And yeah, we have such incredible support that comes from the company, from each other. It really is just such a nurturing space to be able to thrive, because those of us who may not have had big business experience, you know, I used to, my past was an illustrator. It was just a one-woman show passed down from my family to me. But this is just completely new. We not only do we need to kind of have experience with oils and health and mothering and all of that journey, but then there's the business side of it. And learning about leadership has something that's really challenged me as well. So it's been great.
It is great. And you are doing wonderful, because I think that when it becomes this natural progression, that we're not taught all the things at the very start, just like motherhood. You don't get a book when you give birth,
so
right?
True.
You don't know what to do, but instincts kick in and authentic conversations kick in, and you kind of trust your gut with what is the right decision. And I truly think that you have paved the way for so many other inspired women and men to be able to start these journeys because of what you did 10 years ago. So we have to be so thankful for what you've created here.
That's so kind. Well, I suppose I pay tribute to people who've actually made that journey before me, because remember, in the US, that's where I ordered my products from, and those leaders over there have definitely paved the way before us as well. So it all comes from somewhere, but, you know, I'm grateful for that. Thanks, Jess. And, you know, I'll be here in another 10 years as well, because
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. This is the place for me, and there's a lot of work to do if we're going to triple our impact, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because it's just the beginning. It feels like, for me, I have found home as well. We were talking about this earlier, how when you find the place that really suits your personality, your lifestyle, and the way you want to live your life moving forward, how could you possibly go in any other direction moving forward? So this is 100% the beginning for us both to hold each other's hands through whatever it takes to get to tripling our impact by 2030. It's pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. What a journey. Yeah. I mean, to have a company that's gone through possibly a couple of years of where, you know, it's sorted the wheat from the chaff, hasn't it, as far as business has gone. Yeah. But to come out of the other side, or still emerging, obviously, but still be having that mindset of tripling our impact in a way of the lives that we touch in you know, the amount of impact that we can make.
Yeah, so because we're focusing on the
people.
It's
so positive.
Everything is so heart-centric, and it speaks to doTERRA culture. I think that we're able to refocus on that connection piece. What's important to people? Well, we've missed out on connection, being able to talk to each other, get together, spend time together.
That's why the last week was so powerful, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's a really exciting time.
Yeah.
So we're here for a very special reason. This is obviously our December edition of Uncapped, and we're talking about a pretty remarkable oil. This is my personal favourite, and I found that frankincense has been the elevator in my life. I feel like I add frankincense to everything, and it just amplifies. It just boosts everything. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to know your take on frankincense.
Oh, well, frankincense is actually a daily oil in our home, as it should be for everyone, I believe, because as my husband and I are getting ready for bed, this is something that he loves to use. Did you know that frankincense is like the oil of the father, or oil of the paternal?
Oh,
and it's a really special oil for drawing closer either to Heavenly Father or to our paternal father, or even just bringing about more strength in our own masculinity.
Yeah.
But it's just so very graceful, just such a beautiful oil. And so Mark does this, and I love this because, you know, he doesn't necessarily, you know, pray or anything like that, but in his own special way, this is his time of giving thanks and just really I don't know, drawing inward as well. So he'll just breathe that in really deeply and take a moment, and then he'll apply that to the back of his neck, and then also he'll apply that to his chest as well. And so it's just a wonderful, really special time to be able to do that when the night is still. and you can take some peace for yourself.
That's incredible, because you forget that frankincense can really help to anchor you back down to reality. You know, we think of like lavender or Roman chamomile or even adaptive to really help set the tone for, you know, nightly routines. But I forget sometimes how impactful frankincense can be. So thank you for sharing that information about what Mark does at home. That's ace.
Yeah, pleasure. I think there's something special about the tree oils. You know, when you look at the trees, yes, lavender's, you know, a small shrub, it's a flower. Mm. Roman chamomile's the same. They bring with them their own gifts, but it's those tree oils that have the strength and resilience to be kind of, you know, stand the test of time, but they're flexible enough to be able to kind of move with, you know, whatever comes their way, and they're rooted. And so that means that they have that kind of grounding ability as well as reaching up to the heavens. So trees are pretty special.
And the frankincense tree is incredible, isn't it? How it grows.
Yeah, I know. I would so love to witness that.
Yeah.
I really do hope I get the chance, and I hope all of us get the chance actually. Because where frankincense grows, I mean, where we source our frankincense is from the northeastern area of Africa in Ethiopia, but then also from Arabia, Somalia, and Oman. And doTERRA's frankincense is actually very unique because it combines four species of frankincense, and that means that we have extra complexity in the chemistry. So yeah, with that sourcing, let's just talk about how they from the tree. They're
how cool.
So brave, right?
I know, it's incredible. Tell me everything that you know.
Oh, well, I'll try, because there really is so much, and I will try, and please, Dr. Hill, be with me now as I try and give this to you, because frankincense, where it grows, for one thing, it's an arid landscape. Mm. There's nothing else really that can grow so prolifically. Mm. And also just consider your home. It's your family investment. It's your legacy, right? Mm. Well, for the people of Somalia and Oman, their frankincense tree, if they're lucky enough to own one, they'll pass their frankincense tree on to future generations. Mm. And so that is a really very special aspect. And so they need to very much respect those trees and the way that they harvest them. In fact, did you know, my husband reminded me last night, that frankincense sourcing was put on hold for about a year to 2 years with doTERRA to give our frankincense trees a rest and to actually enable them to fully heal, because it's really important to source them ethically and all that sort of thing. So we have a lot of partners on the ground that make sure that that happens, which is really responsible.
Absolutely.
And also, so the men of the family often will go out for periods at a time, many days, to actually go to those frankincense trees. Mm. Sometimes they'll take their sons, and they'll have to sleep in caves on the way because it's so far away from where they live. And they will actually go to those trees. And sometimes those trees are on the sides of cliffs. Mm. And often they are actually the home of your local winged serpent.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I've forgotten the name of the snake. Can you remember the names?
The draconites?
Oh, you got it. That's it.
I had to look it up.
Great memory. So good.
How incredible though, right? So they're risking their lives not only to provide for their families, you know, in tough conditions, but there's actual winged serpents coming down as well. Cool.
That's right. Yeah.
Incredible.
Life and limb for every bottle. And so they'll actually basically shave away the edge of the tree, and those tears will fall because those are actually the sap from the tree. It's a white color. And over the next few days, that will actually harden. Mm. And then they'll come back a few days later and get those resin tears. Mm. And then they'll take that back to the women of the community, and they will actually sort those resin tears in, and they'll grade them into four different grades. Mm. And what's so wonderful is doTERRA's healing hands, because we've been able to come in and see how this process is all done. There's amazing photographs of David Sterling, our CEO, and Emily Wright, where they have actually also risked life and limb to be able to get to these places. And the women are sitting on the ground with the baskets in front of them, and they're graded according to color, super fine, first grade, second grade, third grade. Wow. And obviously in doTERRA, we get the best of the best, which mm-hmm. is just wonderful. And it also, the fact that we're working direct with our partners there, did you know that, so here in Australia and New Zealand, we have communities, we have areas, and we might have a governor of our area, not a governor, a Lord Mayor of our area, right? Mm. Well, over there in Somalia and Oman, they have clans, and then they have their sultan of their clan. Mm. And so doTERRA has actually worked personally with the sultans of various clans. And previously, these clans were actually at war, right? Wow. They were infighting. And so the fact that these now sultans and clans are working together cooperatively, it means that there's an opportunity also for greater abundance for everyone there. And the beautiful thing is also, don't worry, I'm just going to go on and on and
this
on, really.
This is incredible. I'm putty in your hands. Please tell me everything. Oh,
well, I'm trying to remember, but basically doTERRA's Healing Hands has also gone in. They've seen, well, what are the needs of this community? Mm. Well, one of the things is education. And so they've actually built schools, more than two. I know of two already, but I'm sure there's more by now. But there's a couple of schools that they've built, and doTERRA has said, look, we're really excited to have these schools for you, but it's very important that the girls are educated just as the boys are, because that traditionally wouldn't happen in those areas. Mm. So that's a wonderful opportunity for the girls there as well. Mm. Another thing Healing Hands are doing is they're actually those women that are grading our frankincense. They've provided a wonderful environment for them where they now have toilets, they're comfortable, and they feel safe, because previously, remember, their men were off sourcing frankincense, so they were feeling particularly vulnerable in those times. And so now they have a safe space to do that with, which is really, really special.
That is just so incredible. I think that's why doTERRA has resonated with so many people, because, you know, we look at what we do. And what we do is we talk about oils and we educate on oils and how to use them within your home for your emotional stabilities, for low-tox living, all the things. But the core of what doTERRA does is that we heal people. And it's not just the physicality that we can talk about. It's the emotional. It's the doing of the things like building the hospital to help support communities that don't have these resources so that women can safely give birth. That almost makes me want to cry, because you think that is something that we take for granted in a country like Australia and New Zealand.
That's
incredible.
It's a gift. It really is. And we've known about this gift for eons. You know, let's go way back in time.
Yeah.
I'm way older than you, Jess.
Like back when
Noah and I were building the ark, right? So 2700 BC is when the first document was ever written, and it's called the Ebers Papyrus.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Ebers Papyrus talks about?
I would love to know.
How to use to create frankincense.
Oh.
How to use it. The myriad of uses that they used it for back then was for eyesight. Mm. They used it for beautification. Mm. Only the aristocracy, the pharaohs, the kings, the queens.
Wow.
Yeah, they had access to it. And obviously it was buried with them in pyramids. And there's stories that when pyramids were raided at certain points, they weren't raided for their gold. The gold was left.
Yeah.
It was the frankincense and the essential oils that were taken. So that's quite incredible as well. They knew a long, long time ago. One of the really cosmic aspects of frankincense is that because it's been used, it's one of the original trade route and supply chain of, you know, civilization, whether it was the Phoenicians or the Africans or Arabians, all of these people knew how precious frankincense was, and it was being delivered globally. At that time, whether it was on sea, Phoenicians would come and load up their boats to the maximum, or they would actually have teams of camels that would trail the frankincense trail, which would go all the way from the base of the Red Sea, where it opens up to the Arabian Sea, and that would travel up for 3,900 kilometres all the way up along the side of the Red Sea, where frankincense is being sourced also from Africa, Northeast Africa there, but then also up to the very top of Arabia area. So Somalia, Oman, and just so you know, the impact that how important that was for the earth at that point in time, you can actually see the frankincense trail from the moon to this day.
Wow.
Not that I've been to the moon, but I know
the
satellite pictures and everything like that show the frankincense trail and what an impact it made on humanity at that point in time. And throughout that journey, they would, when they got to the top, basically, there is this area called Petra, and that was the storehouse. And it was considered to be wealthier than gold because that is where they would safely store the frankincense before it was delivered to the various countries that were trading. So really amazing story.
Incredible.
Like I said, I hope I get to go. I hope you get to come too, Jess. I hope we all get to go and witness that.
We are
that.
Going
we
to
are
do
going,
it. Let's
right?
manifest this right now. It's happening. We need to go and see that trail.
We are.
You and I.
We're there.
Done.
I'm there already.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I promise I won't snort because I have a terrible condition where I tend to snort when I laugh and I'm really conscious not to do that.
I love that about
uncapped.
You.
But let's talk practicality now.
I must admit, I'm not necessarily one for taking frankincense every day or using it every day in the bottle. Mm. But the way that I use it every day is in our Lifelong Vitality supplements.
Yeah, right.
Without fail, I actually take a double dose of the omegas.
Wow.
Right? Okay.
Good
I'm
on you.
Amping it up because I think it's great. And also the creator of Lifelong Vitality, his name is Rob Young.
Yeah.
Rob Young only came to doTERRA so that he could make his dream supplements. Did you
really?
Know that?
I did not.
Yeah. As a, doTERRA really wanted him on board and they are incredible.
Yep.
And we have in the Omega one, in the Omega bottle, we have 7 essential oils in there. And main one, frankincense.
Frankincense.
Right?
There
so that's how I take my daily frankincense. And I know that not only am I feeling better in my body, I've got really good mobility and things like that, but also it's that brain and it's the mood support that you get from using frankincense on a daily basis. And and I don't necessarily, I know you like the taste of it.
I do.
We've chatted about that.
A bit of a strange one.
Yeah. But, oh, well, no, lots of people do. But for me, you know, I'd rather take it in the supplements and that's been brilliant for me too.
Yeah. And I think that talks to everyone's got their own flavour. Everyone has their own preference in terms of what essential oil is going to do for them. For me, Frankie is my go-to. I just adore it. I like that woody, nutty kind of aroma. And it's so incredible, right, that frankincense was actually included as one of the gifts, you know, when Jesus was born. And that's talking obviously to my Catholic background. I've been brought up a Catholic, so I do recall reading and hearing about the stories of those three gifts that were given to baby Jesus.
Absolutely. And the Catholic Church to this day burns frankincense. And so it's reminiscent of those times, you know, when I grew up as well in the Catholic Church. And it's been used for eons. And it was a precious gift that was given to Jesus when he was born. It was one of the three gifts. Gold was given for a king. Myrrh was given for a man and his mortal life through this rugged journey on earth. And then frankincense was for a god, for an eternal life, for the deity and specialness that comes with frankincense. So, very, very special gifts that have a lot of symbolic meaning.
And it's funny that you mentioned that frankincense is really for the immortal, the spirituality, because I find that as a mum, and I'm looking just from a practicality perspective, I am looking for tiny little snippets of the day where I can actually just take that deeper breath and give back to myself just a little bit to refill that emotional, spiritual, physical cup, right? And I find that skincare for me, that's my language. That's my self-care language. I really like to just take a few extra moments to wash away the day, so to speak. And I find that frankincense tends to repeat himself or herself into my daily routine. I adore the fact that frankincense is going to be able to help rejuvenate my skin. It's going to bring back this glow that just doesn't exist
otherwise.
What's
your favourite way you're using frankincense in skincare right now?
Good question. All right. Well, have we got 20 minutes to talk about skincare? So I'm more than happy to.
Every step?
Maybe I should create a skincare series, right?
And we can talk about that. Please do. That'd be so fun.
But look, in a nutshell, really, really quickly, I think it's really important that we entertain three steps in any skincare routine. We must cleanse away the day.
So you use frankincense in cleansing?
I do.
Do you?
And it's a bit luxe. But you mentioned to me earlier that frankincense isn't the most expensive oil when you're considering it per drop. How much was it per drop?
It's 27 cents per drop in the Australian market anyway.
Okay. I can afford that for my skin health. Right?
If you're using drop at a time,
there you go.
Whatever you like.
Like a Purefume.
Purefume,
delightful.
In the bath,
yes.
You name it, this blend is phenomenal. And I'm not going to give you amounts because it varies depending on what you like, and I haven't really measured it. So it's jasmine, queen of florals, you know,
beautiful.
Frankincense, king of oils, wild orange, and neroli.
Gorgeous.
So the four of those are absolutely divine.
And you're kind of tapping into those four pillars. Well, it really is, because you've got some citruses there, you've got some florals, you've got some grounds. That's beautiful.
It is divine. My new fave.
Let's call it divine. We've got our new roller blend. You'll see this. I'll put up a recipe.
Yeah, it's going viral. Do it.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jodie. You just truly are a remarkable woman. It has been just a delight to sit with you on the couch. And now I know that once the cameras stop rolling, that we can continue this conversation, because we could talk underwater for hours and hours and hours. But genuinely, from my heart to yours, thank you so much for coming to speak with us today. You, your knowledge, your expertise, your wisdom is incredible. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jess. My pleasure. Gratitude to doTERRA for providing such wonderful education too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you for joining us today. I hope you too have found some inspiration to lift that lid on that bottle from nature and see where it takes you. Until next time, bye for now.